This is a homebrew podcast.
Slay the Stars is a D&D actual play podcast you're looking for. A dark fairy tale cosmic fantasy. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen in every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on any major streaming platform. SlayTheStars.com. Persomnia Ad Astra.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Mythcraft, the podcast. Let's go around and introduce our appealing anarchists. Andy.
Kiris Mara. Gifser. Essentially sorry.
Roger.
Lucian Delware. Don't tell Kiris, but I miss them dearly.
Cody.
Hello, my name's Rumpelflorp.
Oh, Mal.
Thistle Featherfoot, please can we just get some broccoli cheddar soup now?
Nathan.
Toman, part of a new crew. I don't think they have what it takes.
And Tanner.
Gordon Blue, I left my walker back in my brew shop. I'll have to grab it.
It has begun.
The chaos continues.
Some fantastic updates. Levels 1 through 3 of Soliloquy of Annihilation have been released for playtesting. Be sure to get your group together and check out this amazing new content. So, when we ended last session, Lucian and Thistle had finished speaking to Queen Ultano and the rest of the War Council. After leaving, they ran into a very familiar and welcome face, Kiris. After catching up a little and Kiris expressing her disdain for the amount of chaos that's occurred in her absence, a new friend was introduced, Toman. The party then touched base with Queen Ultano again to report all Kiris had learned, and as they left once more to head towards the inn, where they met an interesting old man who runs a potion shop in town, and a patron who seemed to get into a good amount of trouble. With their new companions in tow, the party went to the inn for some much-needed broccoli cheddar soup.
Yum!
Oh.
Fucking Cody.
So as you enter into the inn, you're welcomed by the familiar sights and sounds from around about 2 months ago. So Lucian, Thistle, and Kiris, as you look around, you're seeing the same bartender from 2 months ago is behind the bar and does that friendly raising of his hand as you walk in.
I give him finger guns.
And as you look around, you see a variety of different patrons. You smell the scent of soup and ale in the air. And as you look across, you see that the table where you all sat and discussed your plan from all those months ago, that there is a male Hondu sitting at that table, just drinking a glass of ale by himself.
So, you guys come here often? Oh, not the talkative. Not the talkative type, huh? But since we're all friends now, maybe we should, I guess, exchange our favorite soups. What kind of soups does everybody like?
This is your part of your introductions, exchanging of favorite soups. We are friends now. This is.
We've
been walking for 10 minutes.
Oh, who brought the bearer of bad news? I thought we were.
I'm partial to butternut squash myself.
Okay.
That's my favorite too.
It's out of season. Where are you getting it from?
Gazpacho.
I didn't say what I had most recently. I said what my favorite soup was.
It's touche. Touche.
All right, butternut squash. You know, you never know
did
when
you
need it.
Did you
just write
that down?
No, I didn't write it down. I was looking at. I do a lot of other stuff. Guy? What do you mean was I write it? Did you write it down?
No.
Maybe?
Oh, God.
Well. Tobin will take a seat at the nearest unoccupied table.
Is Cody's character still invisible?
Oh, yeah, and dusty?
I don't think so.
No, I it would have worn off by now. Probably okay. Like right before you guys got to the inn. It
just turn around
off.
And be like, oh, God, who are you?
Yeah, I'll walk up to the same table that
the old man walked up to, and I'll take a seat.
Oh, so the closest table that would seat all of you, there is a rectangular table right by the door.
Rectangle.
Tobin's sitting at the rectangular table, waves to the nearest, like, server.
Rectangles. I don't want to sit next to the old man.
Thistle will sit next to Tobin.
I don't bite. Come on over, everybody.
I have found that if you have to qualify whether or not you bite, it's more than likely that you do.
Oh, is this why you like soup so much?
Well, you don't have to worry. Bite. Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And, you see, you chose to sit next to me, so what's that say about you, buddy?
Lucian's looking to see if this guy's got dentures or if he's got his all-natural teeth.
He's got some teeth in there. A couple. He's got a couple.
Show me your teeth.
Not teeth again.
Oh, man. So the bartender walks up to the table.
Oh, yeah. What can I get you?
Broccoli cheddar.
Do you by chance have any butternut squash soup in season yet?
No, that won't be in season for about another month or two.
I already told them this.
Never hurts to ask. Never hurts to ask.
No, doesn't hurt. Right now we've got some broccoli cheddar. We have a minestrone, and then we have a turkey sandwich that's, if I have to say so myself, is pretty good.
Two of those.
Two turkey sandwiches, all right.
I'll take an order of the broccoli cheddar, but hold the broccoli.
Why would you do that?
I don't like broccoli.
You know they cook it with the broccoli in it. They'll have to strain it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But,
what?
Who are you?
What he said.
You invited me to dinner.
Okay, I'll have an order of broccoli cheddar, okay. Please. Just as is.
One broccoli cheddar, one broccoli cheddar, strain the broccoli.
Extra cheddar? Like, exchange the broccoli for more cheddar.
I'll see what I can do.
You can put the broccoli from his in mine, just so you're not throwing it out.
Unless that means I don't get the extra cheddar.
What? What, all of you?
He points at Kittis and Thistle and Lucian.
Last time you were in here, your friend did that to my floor. And he points at the scuffs across the bar from whenever friend stood in front of Hildegard block her from Kittis.
Not us.
They're totally different Kleppen. Not me.
I don't even know what you're pointing at. I couldn't say hither or thither as to what happened to your floors. I imagine you have quite the number of people coming through this establishment. Anyone could have done that.
He points down at, like, a line from whenever Fred, like, drug his feet past the bar.
That was from the big rock man that was here with you. He scuffed up my floors, and now you're over here telling me hold the broccoli with your new friends. Like,
rock man? I explicitly play folk and other types of light jazz. It's very rarely do I play rock.
Okay, all right. Well, just what does everyone else want? So I've got two turkey sandwiches. I've got two bowls of broccoli cheddar soup. One of them hold the broccoli, the other one extra cheddar, and the other bowl of broccoli cheddar add the extra broccoli from the one person.
He points over at Gordon. What do you want?
Well, I mean, if you're already getting rid of the broccoli, I'll take this and cheddar soup as well.
Oh my God.
I have a hard time chewing these days.
I knew it.
He points at Lucian.
You.
Do you happen to have any sourdough bread bowls by chance?
What the fuck is a sourdough bread bowl?
I want one too.
If you don't have it, you can just say no.
What is that?
Oh, my friend, if you've never enjoyed the joy that is broccoli and cheddar soup in a sourdough bread bowl, it is quite divine. It's also quite self-explanatory. It's bread, but it's also a bowl.
How does the soup not soak fully into the bread and then spill out onto the table?
Yeah, how do you bake it in the shape of a bowl?
Lucian looks over to Thistle. Thistle, do you know how sometimes you have to take a little pieces of bread and you have to scoop up the little bit of the soup that remains in the bowl? Are you familiar?
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite part.
What if you didn't have to do that and you just ate the bowl instead?
What if you didn't have to do that?
Oh, my goodness.
Lucian's going to go on Mythcraft Shark Tank and become a millionaire.
I'll buy it for 5% of your total income.
We have broccoli cheddar soup in a bowl. We have minestrone in a bowl. And we have a turkey sandwich on bread.
Wait, on bread edition, in addition to the sandwich part of the...
No, the turkey and the lettuce and the tomatoes and all of that is on bread with another piece of bread on it. It's a sandwich.
I was going to say, you can make plates out of bread, but you can't make bowls. That seems quite suspicious.
I do think at some point you should try to implement the bread bowl because that sounds like a really good idea.
I will get right on that.
I'll have the broccoli and cheddar, please.
Oh my god, all right. And he looks over at Kiedis. And you...
3 shots of your strongest liquor. 2 for me, 1 for you.
It's appreciated.
And he turns around and walks away, leaving you to the table.
This is the nicest dinner I've ever had.
It hasn't even started yet.
It's so sad. That's the saddest thing I've heard in some time, and I've had a terrible month.
Well, you guys thought I was your friend, right?
No. Nope.
Yeah! We did say that.
Well, I don't remember that.
Job. What is it that we're expected to do?
Are you gaslighting me? Are you gaslighting me?
Tobin, what did you say?
Well, we received money for a job for... I'm fuzzy on the details, though. I got to arm wrestling the golem, Brick. And I must say, I grabbed the coins when they came my way, but I don't exactly remember my end of the bargain, which is admittedly unprofessional.
I
wouldn't worry too much about the details currently. I would say let's enjoy this meal. Let's enjoy this company in like locks eyes with Kiris amongst friends, new and old. Yeah. And we can discuss the details of the job tomorrow. I think some of us just need a night of calm.
A what?
A night without business.
Yeah, I'll have what he's having. Damn.
Whatever you thought you heard, certainly wasn't it.
Oh. Oh.
Mythcraft, the
my
pot
God.
Is going up in freighting. Things
it's
are about to get
solar
real weird.
Eclipse energy.
Well, now that we all know each other's favorite soups, what's everybody's name here?
Hi, I'm Rumpelthorpe.
You what?
One more time.
Come again.
What?
My name is Rumpelthorpe. Good to meet you guys.
Pleasure. Is that like a family name?
It's like a word.
Is that
what does it
your
mean?
First and last name, or do you only have the one?
Or is Corp
it's
the
just
last name?
A word. Just that one.
Oh my god.
Huh. I don't really know
somewhere.
What it means. It's my name.
It's just the way that you're saying it. You just keep saying that it's a word. It's
it
making
is.
It very confusing.
What else would it be?
Just a name.
To be fair, all names are words that we've just been conditioned to respond to when we hear them.
Yeah. I respond to Rumpelthorpe.
Yes,
and
you do.
And I respond to Thistle. Nice to meet
hello.
You, Rumpelthorpe.
You respond to anything easier to say by chance?
No, no. Florp,
right.
Florp, Florp,
Florp.
Rumpelthorpe, Rumpelthorpe?
Rumpelthorpe is the easier version of Rumpelthorpe. Thank you.
Well, all right.
That's, my master, he would yell at me, bad Rumpelthorpe, bad Rumpelthorpe.
Oh, God.
Who would yell at you like so?
Master?
Yeah, scary when I'm bad.
Did you run away? Are we going to be kidnapping you? I need to know this right now.
I ran away, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, why? Why does this keep happening to us?
Not to alarm you or anything, I ran away from home as well, and it didn't really turn out excellently for me.
Well,
I hope it turns out better for you.
Except my life. which I thought I was, like, gonna lose already. So, like, this is all gravy.
We're just on the up and up.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nowhere to go from here but up.
I like your attitude.
It's very optimistic of you.
Can we move on to the next person?
Yeah, what about you, big man?
AZ points to Tommen.
I'm Tommen. Tommen Hordebreaker. Yell in my direction loud enough and I'll turn around and respond.
Not, just to be clear, not Hordebreaker, Horde with a D.
Hordebreaker.
Why does everybody keep saying Hordebreaker? Hordebreaker.
He earned that.
I also heard Heartbreaker, but like there's a lot of
I did hear Heartbreaker the first time.
He'll throw a wink at Lucian, clocking that response.
He winks back.
I like what's happening here.
Can I roll to see if I notice that?
There's nothing subtle about Tommen.
Thistle will lean over. Or actually, no, Thistle will not. We're just going to ignore that I spoke. Lucian is sitting on the other side of the table from me, so never mind.
Thistle crawls across the table.
Did you notice that? They just winked at you.
What's your name?
Oh, I'm Gordon. Gordon Blue. I run the Blue Ribbons Brews. Excellent. I mean, you've been there. You know all about it.
Yeah, good stuff. I just don't know about your safety procedures.
Well, who needs safety when you've got magic?
He'll just throw some dust into the air, some like lint.
Magic!
I know a little bit of magic, but not much.
The lint lands on the bowl of bread in the middle of the table.
Don't mind, that's just extra flavor.
To clarify, not a bread bowl. A bowl with bread in it.
The disrespect never ends.
The bartender comes by and down two shots in front of Kittis and then has another one in his hand and holds it up to toast Kittis.
Yeah, she has one in each hand. They're both dead at the same time.
And as soon as like you indicate anything, he just downs it and slams it on the table twice before taking your two glasses and leaving and going back to the kitchen.
Just another.
Ooh, can I get one too?
I made that.
Yeah, Rumpelflorp makes that same hand motion you guys are all
doing. Oh, God. Never mind.
Bring like a tankard.
He's just gonna drink a tankard of
whiskey. Broccoli cheddar with no broccoli. He's back in the kitchen already.
Hell.
It's hiding.
No, Rumpelflop, have you been to a restaurant or a tavern before?
I've been here once before.
Okay, it does take a little bit for the food to be made before it's brought out to you.
He nods. Yeah, last time I just came in and like grabbed some and left. I got some to go.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah, it was a nice day, so I didn't really want to be inside.
You prefer your meals al fresco, is that what you're saying?
He shrugs. Yeah, outside.
Well,
he picks
that
was
up
riveting. A knife and starts drawing or like carving into the table.
What?
Is this a prank? Did you guys know that I was back and like this is just all planned?
I promise we didn't know. We didn't know anything.
To be quite honest with you, I was thinking the same thing, but maybe from you, Kiras. I thought this was my punishment.
You think I would put myself through this willingly?
I feel like you're very dedicated to the bit.
Fair.
And Lucian's gonna open his book and pass it across the table over to Rumpelflorp and like just like leave one of his like quills there on it.
Here, you can doodle to your heart's content. Please, not the table. They already think... incorrectly, mind you, that we've caused destruction over there across the way. I would hate for them to think we've done this a first time. Yes.
Yeah, he takes it and he starts drawing in it, scribbling.
What is he drawing?
It's really hard to make out. It's just kind of scribbly. It kind of looks like, I don't know. It kind of looks like a... I don't know how to describe it without saying what it is, but...
Charades.
Maybe like a... A tree?
On fire?
More flashbacks.
No. So now that we all know each other's names and soups, what are we gonna be doing together, guys?
Are you planning on staying?
I think we're not talking shop until tomorrow.
Oh, I get it. Pleasure now, business later. So you guys are fine if I... I'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for some type of, like, firm confirmation, or...
I just want to know where you guys will be so I can be there, too. Where? When?
I imagine we could pick you up from your shop at...
That's not great for me. I'd much rather know where you guys are going to be.
See, I wanted to tell you, but the eagerness in which you are desiring to know where I'm going to be tonight is giving me pause.
How
do you feel about dying?
Oh, good question. Good question, Kiris.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Is that what this is? I'm kind of cold.
You know, I feel like it is at this point.
I feel like if you say it's not a cult, it also gives off cult energy. So it's kind of a hard question to answer.
Does it change your answer if it is a cult?
I'm in a cult.
It does give me pause. Cults cost double.
Florp is in a cult already, so...
I can be in a couple.
I don't care what you're all in, but if, like, I'm doing a job for a cult, that hikes the price up.
You're not doing a job...
What's the name of the cult?
What's this the cult of?
Lucian leans across the table.
Have you ever heard of the Illuminati?
No.
No.
Toman stands up. No. We're not. Triple.
I jest. No, we're certainly not a cult. We're not even cult adjacent. We're just, couple of individuals with good heads on their shoulders and trying to make a difference in the world, doing one good deed at a time. Looks over to Kiris, looks over to Thistle. Isn't that right?
Thistle just nods.
Kiris is just giving you the most what the fuck look. Sure. Question still stands. How do you feel about dying?
I don't love the idea of that. Why do you ask?
I mean, we're going into enemy territory.
Oh, that's what's happening. Thank God. Jeez Louise. I've been waiting for so long. I was starting to craft all these provisions for this war. And then I've just been left alone to do nothing, which is why I'm sorry I don't trust that you'll come pick me up in the morning. I've just been waiting in that dump that I call a shop.
It's your shop?
Well, it's a dump, but only I could call it that.
Oh.
What was that, Rumpelflorp?
Draws furiously in book.
I can't wait to psychoanalyze the drawings in that book when I get it back.
Oh, man. How do you know you'll get it back?
To be honest, I don't know.
Get a new book.
Yeah, at this point, he's pulling out a little bit of money from the bag just so he can buy a new book.
Yeah, I've been trying
all of your drinks get dropped off.
Oh, great.
Ah, now we're talking.
I've been trying to be part of something bigger, and it's just escaped me. So if that's the case, then sign me up. As he just reaches out to the middle of the table for anybody to shake his hand.
Thistle will shake his hand.
Thank you.
Toman will just like close his hand over both and make it a three-way shake.
Thistle's eyes just get very wide. They just kind of freeze for a second.
All right. Hands in. Cult of the Illuminati on three. One,
Okay.
We gotta be careful about that. We gotta be careful about that.
Real quick, can everyone give me an awareness check?
Shoot.
No, I don't want to.
Go to bed.
Perceiving?
Perceiving will work.
Ooh, do I have that? I do not.
16 for Tillman.
9 for Lucian. On.
Natural 20.
It would not be an episode without Thistle rolling a natural 20.
Seriously.
So true.
For a total of 23.
I just want to highlight that I am fairly positive that if not every episode, almost every episode, Mal rolls at least one natural 20 every episode.
Except for the first one.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who Arlo was took so long.
So, as Gordon says, Cult of the Illuminati on three. Oh, there is a gentleman over here at the table who looks up at the table, gets up, drops some silver on it, and then goes to leave out the door.
Yeah.
Does anyone else notice that?
I am going to say that Thistle noticed that it was as a result of the Cult of the Illuminati. Tommen and Rumpelflorp see him leave.
Wow. Like,
notice him leave.
Rumpelflorp's going to get up and go take his money that he put on that table.
Give me a... Are you, like, you're just walking over there and just grabbing it?
Yep.
Okay.
What is he doing?
I think he's stealing.
Essentially, the bartender goes running when he sees you walking towards the table and stops and goes, "Your soup is almost up.
Okay.
You might want to return to your table."
But I was going to grab that money that guy left there first.
He is looking at you as though you have five heads and they are all speaking different languages. Sir, please go have a seat. He grabs the coins off the table and drops them into the little pouch in his apron.
I look at the pouch in the apron. I go sit down in my seat. I look at it.
He gathers up some of the dishes and then walks back into the kitchen.
Can I make me invisible again?
Please don't get kicked out.
For what?
For taking things that aren't yours.
Is that a problem?
Are you asking if that's a deal breaker? Is that
time and place?
Is that bad?
This is not the time.
There are certain places.
Bad right now. Oh God, no!
No, Rumpelflorp, it's okay. It's okay. It's sometimes it's less frowned upon to take things that might not belong to you. This is not one of those times.
I think everything's kind of mine.
If you touch any of my stuff, I kill you.
What do you mean by that?
Are you done with my book? I think now's a good time to ask.
Yeah, my picture's done. Here you go.
Hey, yes, I think I will. Oh my. And what do I see?
Yeah, I mean, it's really scribbly. It looks like a tree trunk that maybe was... Maybe it's just one of those, you know, like you said, just
fire
like
trees?
Yeah, like, what do you call that when you look at the ink blot test?
Rorschach test.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe it's just the, Rorschach effect, but you definitely would see, a burned-out tree stump.
I think that.
Yeah, there'd be a moment where Lucian just, staring at this and, looks back up to Rumpelflorp. He, slowly shuts the book.
That's where I live.
Oh, you drew your home.
Yeah.
It looks very cozy.
And he really goes up on the end of that cozy.
It's nasty.
What's wrong with it?
My master, he doesn't like to clean. He's kind of a gross guy.
Tell us more about your master.
Bones and blood.
I don't know how to respond to any of this.
I find myself feeling sad.
That's why you leave.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons, right? I mean, you know, I want more from life than being stuck in a tower.
It's like a storybook.
We're gonna have to bring him along, aren't we?
At this point is when the bartender walks back up and is looking at Rumpelflorp with horror in his eyes. Just pure horror in his eyes as he's looking at Rumpelflorp and just starts handing out bowls of just a big melted pool of cheese to Gordon and Rumpelflorp. Yum. And then a bowl of broccoli cheddar with a big mountain of broccoli in the middle of it for Thistle, a bowl of broccoli cheddar for Lucian, and then two sandwiches on a plate to Tommen, and then looks at Kiedis.
Are you okay? Do you need help?
Where are the rest of the shots?
I'll be right back.
Just grab the bottle. We'll split it.
Your drinks are on me.
Rumpelflorp starts making that hand motion again.
He walks away back into the kitchen. So Kiedis is not going to have to pay for any of her drinks.
This is really hot. I just stuck my hand in it. It burned me.
Why did you do that?
So much to unpack. And we just keep stuffing more into the suitcase.
Why would you give this to me? It's so hot.
I swear. He comes back and just puts a bottle of, like, dwarvish whiskey on the table in front of you.
Just walk away. Trust me. Just walk away.
Can I get some ice?
Oh, hang on. He's going to make a real quick awareness check.
Ooh!
For a natural 20, he sees the beginning of the carving that Rumpelflorb did in the table.
No, not nice.
And he just looks and has a look of a mix, what I can only describe as a mixture of rage and fear, before he just looks at the bottle, walks over to the bar, opens another one, and just tips it back as he walks into the kitchen.
Kiris picks up hers and does a cheer on his way out.
Oh.
Thistle's gonna lean over.
Ask for ice, guys.
Thistle's gonna lean over to Kiris.
Blow on it.
Just spit flying everywhere. No.
All right, this guy's a fucking problem.
What? Hell, I'm sitting right here.
No, sorry, man. It's just you're so. How are you? You seem so basic, but you're so damn complex at the same time.
All right, this guy's a fucking problem. Am I right?
I'm gonna get abs by the end of this episode.
Oh. Ooh. So
Thistle's gonna lean over to Curie's. Did you see that man leave earlier?
Which one?
He was sitting at the table over there across the room, and he left around the time that Gordon shouted about the cult. The Illuminati stuff. I don't think it's a coincidence that that's when he left. And now I'm a little concerned.
How long ago was this?
MC Kyle, how long ago was this?
This would have been about, we'll say about 5 minutes ago, roughly.
It was like 5 minutes? I tried to tell you right when I saw it, but so much happened. I still don't know what's going on.
Really big drink. Looks around the table.
I don't even. I should have stayed home. We probably need to go.
And follow him or hide from him?
She looks at around the table.
Hide. Following's not gonna work ever. Ever again.
So the Illuminati is real?
No, but whatever he went, it's not gonna be good.
Okay, now I'm more than a little concerned.
We should go. We should go.
How fast can you eat soup?
Let's just take it al fresco.
And steal all the bowls.
As you guys are saying this, Sindel Oltano walks into the tavern.
Oh, I recognize you.
She walks up to the table. Oh, hi there. I thought this might be where you were. My mom told me that... if I could find you, I could kind of hang out with you guys while they're having their meetings. Is that all right?
Yeah, what's another? We're about to leave, though.
What kind of clothing is Sindel wearing right now? Is it more militant or more aristocratic?
She's actually, it looks as though her mother probably had her put on more toned down clothes while she's walking around posh. So she's just wearing what appears to be just like a basic tunic with some regular like brown pants. But she is still wearing her red cloak with the hood on it. The hood's just down right now. And she does still have her like quiver and arrows with her as well too.
Okay. Yeah, pull up a chair.
No, don't. We're wrapping up. We're going.
Oh, we're going?
We're going.
Gonna do a pub crawl.
Oh, is that the plan? Where are we going?
There is no plan.
I don't know, Lucien. It doesn't sound like you'd be allowed
many places? Just based off what you said, I'm not making any assumptions.
I what said I do? Wasn't welcome in many places. That doesn't mean I can't go to those places.
Is everything all right?
As all right, I think, as things can be here tonight.
I mean, if I can just hang out with you guys, that's fine. I just, they're having their council meetings right now, and I'm just, they just wanted me out of the way, essentially. Before we prepare for our trip, of course, in the next day or two, but otherwise, I'm just kind of walking around. My mom has me going around with her to some diplomatic mission to another country so that we can try to find allies. I know a little bit of it, but she won't let me know some of the more, like, military stuff. Just the diplomatic things. And so we're actually leaving in, like, a day or two to go to another country further down the coast. I think it starts with a D. I don't know. I wasn't listening. But yeah, we're going there to try to find allies. I guess there's another country down there that we are friendly with. I don't know. But there's another one that we're not quite allies with, but we could be. I don't know.
You keep saying we.
Me and my mom.
And you're speaking with countries.
Yes.
Which nationality are you?
We're from Jehosrin. My mom's Queen Altano.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that connects the dots. Thank you. All right. Okay. So you must... Okay, okay. I don't have... I'll roll for this if you want me to, Kyle. I don't have, like, a specific skill in this, so maybe I'll take one later. I imagine that Toman's mercenary organization would be up to speed on the different nations. I'm sure his organization is. I'm not sure if he himself would be.
Yeah, I would say... you can go ahead and give, history is what, an intelligence?
Yeah, yeah, I don't have any, like, history or geography, so it'd just be straight intelligence.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, just to see if I can... Okay, nope, none of Nathan's knowledge is going to come through here.
No, unfortunately. With a 2, yeah, Toman's just a little, like, oh, that's cool, and then just keeps smashing a sandwich. He's just going to town on this thing right now. So Sindel kind of looks around. This place is a little barren, is it not? I mean, it's... You would think that it would be more popular being on the outskirts, but it was really rude. I got bumped into by some people who were walking by. They were, like, walking by the tavern, and then they, like, stopped and looked through the window, and then they kept walking. But they, like, bumped into me. It was very rude. I guess I'm used to back home where people, like, move out of my way, which is annoying, but it's nice at the same time because then people don't bump into me.
Someone will immediately start sizing up the windows and the doors and possible tables.
Were they just outside, like, just now?
I mean, right before I walked in. They walked past me as I was walking up. I've checked, like, 3 taverns for you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to do all that, but I have a very important question and favor for you to ask. Will you please check all of your pockets and please see if all of your belongings are still with you? I
don't take anything.
I'm not worried about you, but
I am.
Let's just say I'm familiar with certain denizens, and that seems a likely series of events. Are you missing anything?
She kind of starts patting the pockets of her cloak, and she reaches down, and you see her face get really confused for a second.
And there it is.
She pulls out a lace doily.
You would watch as Lucian's eyes, kind of like 1,000-yard stare for like a split second.
Is that yours, Sindel? Where did you get that? Who gave that to you? Why do you have that?
This isn't mine. I've never seen this before. That my coin purse was in that pocket.
It's very fine work. May I? And he holds out his hand.
She hands it over, looking extremely confused and a little concerned right now. That was all of my money that I had. I probably had over 600 silver inside that pouch.
If I get it back for you, can I keep 10%?
That's a strange question. I suppose that was just supposed to be all of my money for our trip to the D country.
I'll get it back for you.
Thank you.
Does the doily look like mine?
It is an identical match to yours.
You would watch as Lucian attempts to make eyes with Kyrus, and I'm not sure if I see your eyes directly or if I see your eyes through the magnification of the bottom of the bottle. But either way, I'm trying to lock eyes with you because you had very...
It's the head tilt. She's got the bottle going, but she's got the eye looking because she knows you have that.
What you saying, Kyrus, that you think we've overstayed our welcome here?
Yes, multiple times.
Well, let's say that I'm listening now.
Can we go?
Where?
Where were you guys staying here?
The world's.
Not you.
Me?
What?
I like his idea. This guy's all about adventure.
They say you get more experience with life, but this time around, this seems harder this time.
Gordon's actually...
This time?
Oh, it's a long story.
Gordon's already worked his way to the door, just in case if we are leaving, he's making sure that he's not getting left behind. He's like, yeah, okay, wherever we're going, let's go.
There's so much trauma there.
Rumpelfloor picks up the bowl of cheese and is like ready to walk out the door with it. Let's go! Al fresco!
To the woods!
To the woods!
Kyle, do I know if there are dormitories that Lucian has access to?
Not that that Lucian would, yes. That everyone else would, I don't think so.
No guests in the dorm?
Not necessarily, no.
It's after quiet hours.
We can be quiet.
I don't think so. I'm gonna be honest. I don't think it would work. And believe me, I would like to try.
Damn, nothing gets past this guy. Called me on my bluff.
I would have believed you. I'm just not the most subtle guy. I thought he was talking about me.
Can't the queen get us in somewhere? Weren't you guys saying somewhere?
We're saying in the noble head. The noble quarters in the college, but didn't the dean give you guys money for lodging?
No.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
Is that what that was for?
Amongst other things, yes.
Can I have some?
No.
It's not the coin. No. It's not the coin that I'm worried about. It's about where we are going to find other lodging, where we're all comfortable and looked after and taken care of and welcome.
You can sleep on the floor in my shop. That's what I do.
I've heard it's quite nasty.
Oh. Yeah, that place is a fucking dump. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Is there any chance that Toman would know, either personally or through his organization, any, like, inns or taverns that are less legal and that might be more in league with his people?
Perfect.
An Airbnb.
Give me a... What? I am going to let you... Give me a suggestion of what you would like to use for this. I don't think Toman really has anything.
Sheltering?
We find a cave.
I will allow sheltering.
Okay, that's very
that
generous.
Might be a little bit of a different DC, but I will allow you to roll that.
That's a 10.
We find a cave.
You find a cave and everyone disappears.
Call me a cave troll.
So I will say that you are not entirely sure. You've heard that some people from your guild have been able to find sanctuary in certain places with no questions asked in a time of need. Regrettably, though, no one's really told you the name, just that it is closer to the docks than to the university.
Okay.
You know, I have a place we might be able to stay. Actually, I can't remember where it is.
Damn, that was quick.
You had me. You had me.
Damon went.
I can just run my spot out in the woods.
I'm just gonna go ask. Kyrus is gonna go and knock on the door of the kitchen.
Yes.
you've You've met the table. Where could we sleep? Where would even just give me a name?
Well, we have rooms, but I don't want to give them to you.
Lucian calls from the table. Lucian calls from the table. Tell them I'll perform if they would like me to. I'll do it.
I'll tell you what. There is a...
You see he gets this, like, grin and smirk on his face.
Remember, I'm nice to you.
Oh, no, I'm going to give you a place to go. It's not you I have a problem with. There's a individual that I am not very fond of that I will go ahead and sick your companions on. If you go down, follow outside of the tavern, go as though you're going over to the docks, and you're going to look for a very large red inn. The sign out front is going to say the Crashing Wave. Go there, tell them that Adam sent you. He will give you a discount, and you can torture him for the night.
Perfect. Thank you. Can I have another bottle?
He looks around. I'll tell you what, because
I won't bring them back.
Because I am terrified, once your party settles up, you can have a bottle.
How much do we owe?
He starts to calculate it up. That is 18 silver coins.
She's going to put down 30 and just be like, just give me the bottle. We'll leave.
He hands you another bottle. This one you recognize is a little bit of a higher quality of whiskey than the first one you had.
Thank you.
You're going to need this.
If anybody asks, I was not here. I don't care about them.
Okay.
Well, maybe, but yeah, I was not here. Gibbs is just going to walk back, bottle in hand, down near the docks, big red building.
Okay,
Adam
great.
Sent us.
Hey, you got to know, how much was that?
More than you can afford.
Excuse me. I'm a skilled mercenary. I'm quite loaded.
Well, then go buy one.
That's why I was asking how much it was.
It was a lot of favors that I'm going to owe in the future.
Yeah, as we're getting ready to leave, Toman would try to buy another bottle of whiskey.
What quality whiskey are you trying to buy?
Anything above the bare minimum. As long as it's in a glass and not in plastic, then it's tolerable.
So he will look around at some of his bottles. It's ranging from 10 to 40 silver coins for an entire bottle. Just depends on how much you want.
So we have one for 10. I'll go for a nice 12 silver coins. We'll get, or like whatever interval is right above 10. Whatever that may be.
That one will be 15 silver coins.
Okay, that's fine.
And as soon as you give that to him, he'll hand over the bottle to you. And as you all start packing up, he will look and go,
thanks. Do not come again.
Thank you. If I do, I'll pay.
And Sindel will go with you guys. So right
I
now...
I
want to
wait until Rumpelflorp is officially out of the building and leave a small note that says, I'm very sorry, with a little sad face. And an amount of silver that won't be insulting, but like a decent apology.
I'd say anything between 3 and 5 would be an impactful tip.
Perfect. I will leave 4. Okay. Right in the middle.
As soon as we walk out the door, I look over at Gordon and I go, that guy was a real asshole, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, sometimes some people, they just don't get guys like us.
No, I don't know.
Are you, how old are you?
He starts, like, counting on his fingers, and then he just, like...
You're a tough read.
Looks really confused. I don't know.
Well, us old guys gotta stick together, right?
Yeah.
All right.
He strokes his big beard.
We are both old.
I don't really know how old I am. My master wouldn't, like, let me celebrate birthdays.
Oh, that's terrible.
What do you celebrate?
Not much, I'll be honest. It's not much. I celebrate this broccoli cheddar with no broccoli.
celebrate this hunk of melt cheese.
When you said everything was yours, what did you mean by that?
That, I don't know, there's like stuff that's kind of like up for grabs, right? I mean, if it's mine, it's mine.
I don't know how to respond to that, but there's work that needs to be done for sure.
Like, I hold up the bowl and I go, my bowl.
Well,
they jacked the bowl.
Oh.
I just want to note for the MC that Tommen is keeping a very careful eye on the shadows after having heard that whole exchange. He doesn't know what's going on, but he's like, he has the bottle, but he's keeping it corked. He wants to stay, like, vigilant.
Perfect. Okay.
Kyrus is keeping an eye, but she's also over a bottle in at this point, so.
Just to be fair, because I feel like I don't want to like pull a fast one on you either, Lucian is doing the exact same thing that he's like always attempted to do, which changes nothing about his mannerisms whatsoever. But after hearing that Sindel was bumped into by those individuals, he is on the lookout for people who are straying from like a typical path and attempting to bump into us, but also looking for the doilies.
Okay.
Not to be like, I'm doing that too.
Yeah.
But I want to look for if I can remember the person who I saw leave. If I remember what he looks like, I want to see if he's around.
Okay. So as you guys start heading over to the other inn, Sindel basically at this point is asking if you guys can do some window shopping at some of the shops here, especially like the weapons shops and stuff, to look at bows, look at, you know, some of the clothing stores, just kind of some window shopping stuff. I don't really get a chance to do that when I'm in Posh, but they have a lot of really cool stuff here. I don't know if you've been to a lot of the shops here, but can we just like stop off at a few on our way there?
What time is it right now?
Sure.
I'd say it's probably around like 6 p.m. ish. It's not like the shops are still open for a little while longer. It's not they're not like closing down or anything like that. It's not necessarily bedtime, but it is starting to get a little bit late. The sun is going down. You're in that like kind of dusk ish territory.
Okay. Kiris, are you sure it's a good idea?
What the daughter of the queen wants, she gets. So let's go.
Can shops. I have real quick, can I have Tommen give me an awareness check, and can I have Kiris give me an awareness check, except Kiris is going to subtract, is going to have 2 TD on this from the alcohol. All
right. Awareness.
It's a 15.
15? 12. 12, okay. Kiris, you look, as you're like looking around trying to keep your head on a swivel, you think you see something out of the corner of your eye that makes you do a double take, but there's nothing there.
Lucian?
Yes, what is it, Kiris?
Is there something over there?
You have to be more specific. There's many a thing over there. What are you looking at? What did you think that you saw?
Something that's not supposed to be over there.
Oh my gosh, are your past decisions and actions coming back to haunt you in the shadows, Kiris? And Lucian does make an effort to look.
You can... as Lucian looks over, you're looking down a dark alley. There's nothing there. Look like there might have been like maybe some shadows from people walking by or something, but there's nothing down the alley as you look where Kiris is pointing.
Very well, could have been a stray dog, maybe a cat or something else, maybe some individuals up to no good, but certainly none of our business. Why? What? I didn't see anything of business. Note. Do you want me to check it out, Kiris? I'll do this for you if you ask.
Yes.
And Lucian like flips his like robe out just a smidge and like proceeds into the alley just about like 5 foot, which is much more like of a showmanship because he actually is very afraid to walk too far into the dark alley alone.
Holy shit, he actually went.
So as Tom Lucian just kind of
trundle after him unless Lucian tells him to stay away.
No, he doesn't say anything. He goes in there. He gives it a good look, a good once over. But he's not going to leave line of sight from anyone. It's foolish, but not an idiot.
As you walk, I had to check something real quick. As you kind of take a step into the alley, give me a real quick awareness check.
That is going to be a 20.
You see, at the end of the alley where it branches off, you see a cloak kind of flutter out of sight as it looks like someone rounds the corner.
Well, it's like spins around quite quickly and kind of just like gestures a finger, like point out to Kyrus. On second thought, maybe I was mistaken, and maybe there was in fact someone at the end of the alley who has now disappeared around the corner quite quickly. And I get a smile. What should we do?
Brain check on window shopping? I'm starting to get quite nervous, actually.
So then what's
your thought? You're making me nervous by being nervous.
I feel like shopping is the safer option.
Does anybody else want to disappear?
Meh.
By the way, Sindel, if we do end up window shopping, I don't really care. I don't feel like I have a vote. But if we do end up window shopping, I can purchase something that, if it's, I know you're out some money right now.
I appreciate
it. Can you do that for me too?
No.
Gordon is going to poke Rumpelflorp and with a syringe and cast Hex of the Unseen on him again.
No.
Anybody else?
Hey, you have more of that gravy.
I want to be invisible. Maybe invisible.
Unfortunately, I'm out of the gravy, but I got you, sister. And I'm going to run over and inject you as well. All right, I'm all tapped on that, but now you see me, now you don't. Hey, you know how it is.
No.
For a matter of fact, I do not.
I'm getting pretty used to it.
I'll just pour some whiskey on it.
It's not that much different than the kind of stuff my master used to do earlier on.
There's no hazard bin. There's no hazard bin. Where am I supposed to put my sharps? So I just hang on to them and use them again.
All right, let's go down the alley.
It's Curious and Rumpelflorp.
Dynamic duo.
Oh my god.
All right, so who's going down the alley?
Curious and Rumpelflorp.
All right. Oh. So both of you give me...
Let's go down. Is that all of us, or is that the invisible one?
She's gone. Whether you know that or not... You could probably hear her. She's not quiet.
Go ahead and give me a... I don't know if you have sneaking, but... No. Sneaking is what? A dexterity?
Yeah.
So go ahead and give me a dexterity check. What I'll do is you can roll 2 and take the higher.
Thank God.
Because you're invisible.
Oh!
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm invisible!
That's a nat 20.
A nat 20 for a 19.
For a 19.
I got a 5, still a nat 20. With the advantage, so.
Okay, so.
Nat 20 and a 5.
Dynamic, for sure.
Jesus Christ.
You've been spotted.
So I just rolled a 23. It wasn't a nat 20, but it was a 23. And you hear a very quick rustling and... Kittis, with your nat 20, I'm going to go ahead and say that as you are slinking very stealthily, being... Oh, I should have penalized you for being drunk. Anyway, so...
Still nat 20, even if it's minus 2.
Yeah, it's still a nat 20 no matter what. So as you like start kind of slinking, you see a small piece of stone fall from the top of one of the roof on like to the right hand side of you in this alleyway. You see a small piece of stone fall as you look up and you see another cloak disappear over the top of the rooftop.
Well, he's gone.
I could warp step up there, I bet.
Warp step is 20 feet.
Oh, you're probably right. Maybe not.
Give me one sec.
Oh yeah. This guy can fucking go invisible himself. I've been wasted spell points on him.
I actually can't turn invisible.
Yeah.
Wait, really? I thought you could as a Brunei.
That natural camouflage. It's not invisibility, though.
Oh, okay.
Natural camouflage just means that he has... oh, actually, hang on.
I don't think I
Wait,
took that
you
have one.
Face step, right?
Yeah, face step. A wink out of sight and slip into places unnoticed. Oh, yeah, you can become invisible with 2 AP.
Oh, you get the following feature, yeah.
So, yeah, you do have the ability to turn invisible.
For 1 minute.
So phase step, the more SP you cast, the higher or the further you can go. So for every, it's 2 SP to cast it, but 2 more makes it 30 feet, 2 more makes it 40 feet, and so on and so forth. Because I was going to say this rooftop was 35 feet up.
And total, I have 20 spell points. So, I mean, I could upcast it and pop up there.
Do you announce you're doing this? Because Kyrus was about to turn around and just leave. Okay, just checking.
So is that what you're doing? Are you warp stepping up?
Well, I mean, if you did you point that out or whatever?
I'm invisible.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Okay. True. Erase all of that.
Okay. So I just said, "Welp, he's gone."
Shit. We're still invisible, though, so let's go steal stuff.
Yeah, all right. Kyrus is just going to walk back to the party. He's up on the roof.
Oh, my God.
Go shopping. Oh, yeah, you can't see me. Don't worry about it.
Up on the rooftop.
Me and Rumble have a plan.
We're going to steal stuff while invisible.
Shut the fuck up, Rumblefort.
That plan you came up with.
I came up with it.
If I cause a distraction, 10%?
Sure.
All right, great.
I don't know math.
I do, it's okay.
We'll make sure you get your 10%.
I want 100%.
Deal.
I think a small heartstring breaks inside Lucian whenever Rumplethorpe says that they don't know math because he thinks about the missing lessons that he's currently having with letters.
No.
He plays it cool.
All right, there's a couple shops right on this street. You see a clothing shop that is kind of that mid-tier, so it's not like peasant clothing, but it's also not like rich noble clothing. It's kind of that mid-tier where it's still going to be a little expensive, but it's not going to be like overly dressy clothes. It's just well-made clothing. There is a weapons shop, and then we are going to say that there is a like magic shop, another like potions, magic ingredients, things like that.
Potions is good. Magic, like any chance there's magic, weapons, or is it just obviously like consumables or trinkets, anything permanent?
From the sign outside, it looks like it is like a potion and elixir type shop where they sell ingredients, they sell potions, salves, things of that nature. That's what's kind of displayed on the front.
Is this like a competitor of yours?
Yeah, right, Gordon?
Yeah, well, these guys don't really know what they're doing. That's why their business really sucks. I mean, look how late they have to stay open just to try and get a sale. I'd say steal from these guys. This place is a fucking dump.
As he's saying that, a group of 6 people come walking out carrying like 5 bags each.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Hey, even a blind squirrel, right?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Let's go steal.
I'm gonna make a roll on something.
I can't believe I'm the one saying this, but no, Rumblethorpe, we cannot just be stealing things hither and thither.
I'm gonna roll a D100. You're looking for anything over a 30.
44.
Okay.
4d4 damage, then.
Yes, 4d4 damage.
Where are we going?
Why not? I don't understand.
Sindel, do you want to look for longbows or something?
Yeah, Sindel, what did you want?
I just wanted to see what they had. I mean, I obviously I don't have my money on me, and we're not sure when we're going to find the other money, so I would be concerned about you, like, buying something. But, yeah, I mean, I would love to go look, and then if I do get the money or I just ask my mom tomorrow, then I might be able to just go ahead and buy something then, but... I'm completely fine with just window shopping, too.
Well, if you see something that really jumps out, do let me know. Consider it an investment.
Okay. And so she just walks into the weapon shop.
Anything good?
Is there anything in particular you're looking for? They've got a variety of different weapons. It's pretty much anything kind of basic they've got here. Different weapons, different ranged melee, even a few exotic ones. You see one of the weapons displayed is a cat of nines.
Oh.
There's a big trident on the wall.
How big?
I mean, standard size, okay. But it's a trident. So to Toman, it's a fork, but to Thistle, it's four thistles high.
A trident for ants?
Do they have any hand crossbows?
Hand crossbows. Yes, they do.
How much coin were we gifted ever so generously?
Total, we were gifted 490. And I don't know if Kiris tapped into the shared pool or their personal pool, but we were given 490 total.
Yeah, personal we pool. Were given...
You have all of it.
We were given 490. All of us here were given. Even you, Rumpelflorp.
Really?
So 490 divided at this point four ways, but Lucien has two shares. Right, because last episode you definitely handed Toman something.
Oh, no. Lucien split it three ways and excluded you. And then Kiris gave you her share.
Got it.
So that was 163 to Toman, and then... 163 to Lucien and 163 to Thistle.
God.
Where's mine?
Lucien splits.
Has 164.
Lucien splits the bag roughly and kind of just like holds out a little bit to our new compatriots, Gordon Blue and Rumpelthorpe.
No.
No, I don't need your silver. You hang on to it. Just remember that I let you keep it, though, okay? Because I might ask for something later.
How about like doing? A broccoli situation where I can have his?
Lucien, what are you doing?
I'm helping the less fortunate.
She just stays silent. You can't see her. So
every time somebody talks to Kiris, it's just in a different direction to try and guess where she's at. Mr. MC, now I'm looking here at a list of things, and this weapon doesn't exist, but I would like to argue that a sling could be used with strength and not always dex. Is it possible that I'd get some type of ranged weapon that I can use strength instead of dexterity?
Composite longbow?
I am going to say... Yeah, you can have a spear.
I need something that shoots projectiles.
That's dex. You can have a war pick.
What the hell?
A war pick is a strength-based. It's the APC is 6 minus your strength for a minimum of 3.
No, I need a ranged weapon.
It's not ranged.
You can throw the war pick.
I'm like a really strong guy.
Yeah, you can throw the war pick. It just won't be great.
I dumped my strength.
I'm gonna say
that Gordon definitely has old man strength. He could definitely open his own pickle jars.
He has testosterone hands.
That's rough because there's not really a lot of ranged strength weapons.
That's what I'm saying. I think that I could argue that if I swing this sling around hard enough, strength has to matter, right?
I mean, there's a throwing axe. It's got a thrown range of 30 feet.
No, I need something that throws projectiles to make this work.
Oh, you're wanting to throw like potions and stuff.
You know, but hey, if not, I get it.
I mean, I can say...
Oh, you have favorites. That's what you can say. It's fine.
Lucien looks over to Gordon Blue. Who are you talking to? It's like I'm breaking some type of wall.
I am going to say that we can do a...
You can have a rope and tie mixture, it and do your
best. A mixture of a sling and an improvised thrown weapon, where it would be strength-based. Yeah, kind of like
a slingshot instead
of a sling.
When we get to level 6, I can make a crossbow mod for that.
Crossbow? So slingshot would be a strength weapon, 3 AP for 1d4 blunt plus whatever other bullshit shenanigans you're trying to do. 15 silver coins.
1d4 blunt?
1d4 blunt plus whatever other bullshit you're trying to pull.
Slingshot, strength. It would be 3, you said?
3 AP, yes.
Well, I made you go through all of that work. Just to respectfully decline. I'll stick to my improvised throne, I guess. Wait, what's the range on the slingshot?
So the range would be double that of an improvised throne to 40 feet instead of 20 feet.
Shit.
An improvised throne is 3 AP anyways.
It's the same damn thing, but the range does
it's
help.
It's doubled range.
It'd be 40 range.
Yep. Because essentially, you're still pulling back on it, and so it's still going to be roughly the same, but you just get to double your range. So you're taking the slingshot?
I'll take it.
Perfect.
I'll subtract 15 silver coin, if it'll let me.
See, I am generous.
You're generous. 40 feet is more than 20 feet.
Some might say it's 2 times more.
Yes, Rumpelflorp, that is more. 40 feet is more than 20. That's your first math lesson.
I got really confused when you started talking about the times 2 and stuff.
Let's pull it back, guys.
Is there anything that looks super valuable that I should be stealing?
We are going to say that the most valuable thing that you can see is going to be a... most valuable thing in this shop is going to be a... it's the only thing that seems to be enclosed in a case is what looks like a singular hilt of a sword with no blade. And it has a little sign on it that says 150.
Excuse me, why is this in a box?
Because I don't want anyone accidentally activating it and burning down my shop.
Says the disembodied voice from the invisible.
He's looking over and, like, with Shermie, or not Shermie, taking that back. He looks over and sees the voice coming from, like, over by Gordon and just thinks Gordon is, like, masking his voice or something.
What? I owe you money or something? What are you looking at? You gonna take me out on a date?
Yes, actually. No. But, yeah, he just kind of turns around, walks away.
What an asshole.
He turns back and looks and just shakes his head.
Is everyone in this whole town like this?
Sindel grabs a standing bow.
Ooh.
How big are standing bows?
A standing longbow?
Yeah.
Pretty big. Yeah.
Like how many tomen. Thistles tall?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a like, tomen tall.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, even tomen would struggle a little bit with pulling it back.
Built tomen tough.
Yeah.
But she starts looking at it and, like, goes over and starts talking to the shopkeeper, kind of in hushed voices a little bit, and then just goes, "Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow." And walks out with the standing longbow, like, unwieldily carrying it out.
Thistle's gonna go over to the shopkeep. Hi, I'm interested in a crossbow, but small, something that I can shoot with maybe just one hand.
He, like, reaches under the counter and pulls up a hand crossbow, which is like a light crossbow to Thistle. Just sets it down in front of them. That'll be 70 silver.
Oh, is that the smallest one you have?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay, 70, you said?
Yes.
And they will pass over 70, and then very quickly run out to follow Sindel and catch up with her.
All right.
Hi, I'm not sure that we've actually officially met. Do I know, have I heard her name before?
Yeah, you know who she is, basically.
Okay. Hi, Sindel. Sorry, I'm Thistle. I don't think we've ever been actually introduced one-on-one. I could not help but notice that you've got some arrows and you're walking out with a bow, and that's kind of my thing as well. Sorry, I didn't really have a purpose. I just thought that we had something in common.
I've been training for a while. It's definitely something that I want to keep practicing for sure, but we'll see how it goes.
Me too. I'll pull out my short bow. I made this one myself.
She, like, kind of starts walking and inspecting it as you guys are kind of walking down the road. Real quick, was anyone else buying anything, or?
I mean, I'd love to steal that handle, but it doesn't seem like anyone's wanting to open the box for me, so, you know.
I'm going to wait until everybody leaves and the shopkeep turns around and goes in the back, and then I'm just going to take something random and leave. Just like a single, nothing expensive, just like a single dagger, just because I can.
Yeah, as everyone else leaves and Kittis is still just kind of in there, there's a couple daggers just kind of situated right there by the door. You can easily just snatch one and walk out before, as the door like closes behind you. What you don't see is that he just kind of walks out and looks around thinking someone else walked in. Just kind of shakes his head, snapping out of it, and then walks back into the back again. But yeah, you guys travel down. Thistle and Sindel have a little bit of conversation on different archery techniques and things of that nature when you guys turn to head towards the inn, and the route that you take does take you down an alleyway. At this point, how long does Hex of the Unseen last?
1 hour.
So the Hex of the Unseen has ended.
Oh, man.
Welcome back.
I hate being invisible.
And so you guys come across this alley, and towards the end of the alley, you can see the corner of the red building. That is the inn that Adam was talking about.
So red.
That's our place, right?
Yep.
Any more stops?
Nope.
I'm in the bathroom.
I imagine they have.
Sure, there'll be one in the. Yes.
I hope so.
Well, let's hurry then. I gotta go.
Because you declared, I am going to have Toman and Lucian both give me awareness checks. You are going to have, at this point, do either of you have any form of night vision or like dark vision or anything like that?
Let me check. I don't think so.
No, I do not believe so.
It's now about 7:30-ish. And the sun has pretty much gone down. And where this alley is, there is not really any light besides what's coming from either end of the alley. Sure. So I am going to have you give me an awareness check. I am going to have you roll 2d20 and take the lowest.
Okay. Is perceiving relevant here?
Yes. Perceiving will work.
And I do not have dark vision of any kind.
And Kittis, I'm also going to have you roll. It'll be the same unless you have dark vision, but you will get a minus one TD since you are kind of sort of sobering up a little bit.
Am I? What am I rolling?
Unless you're still drinking the whiskey that you bought right before you left.
Oh, the whole second bottle is going down too.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So then, I feel like then at this point you would have minus three TD.
Yeah. Right.
Drinking an entire second bottle.
It's an 11.
An 11?
That's a 9 for Lucian.
For Lucian.
Rolling two, keeping the lower, I actually got a 20.
Okay.
Ooh.
So as you walk in, as you enter into this alley, Toman, you are the first one to see as three individuals step out from the shadows. You see one wearing some very tattered garbs, but is wearing rings on his hands as he starts cracking his knuckles. Another who is a little bit further back from the rest, notching an arrow and starting to draw it back. And another individual who is very well, who was very well hidden in the shadows, essentially appearing right beside you with a hood up over their head. As they step out and the gentleman with the rings cracks his knuckles.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, we've already taken the girl's money. Now it's time to take yours.
Making a mistake. Hand over the girl's money, turn around.
We found the money.
He looks over at Lucian.
You're keeping your doily out a little bit too on display there, Delwary.
And you recognize the voice as one of the web handlers that gave you your assignment to the university.
Oh, I did not expect to see you so soon under circumstances. I'm not going to apologize.
And he just kind of like taps on his chest where he keeps his doily. And he, like, tucks it in, like, a smidge as he's doing it.
For the punishment of treason.
Treason?
The verdict is death.
Seems a bit extreme.
I need everyone to roll me initiative.
Tumor cracks his neck, rolls his shoulders.
Fear.
I wish I didn't waste my potions.
It's an eight.
I fucking used them for nothing.
Oh my god.
Am I getting a minus three on initiative?
Ooh, wasted a natural 20 as well, damn it.
You will not get your minus three on initiative.
Okay.
I cannot say that that will not happen during combat, though.
That's okay. As it should. It's an 18 for yours.
16 for Rumble Floor, I believe.
It's a four for Lucian, but I'm going to get rid of it, so.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to end our session. Everyone, make sure you check out the new playtesting content for levels 1 through 3 of Soliloquy of Annihilation today. Join the Discord at discord.gg/mythcraft for more info and to get updates as they release. Be sure to tune in next week, and until then, keep crafting those stories.